So in case you're confused, that's what we're talking about. And if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, girl dinner is this trend that's been going around TikTok pretty much. I'm just going to pull up some videos. It's people showing like what they actually eat for dinner. But instead of like an actual meal, it's like a bowl of chocolate chips and like two crackers. So that's what we're talking about. And a lot of people love girl dinner, okay? In fact, over like 160,000 people who have made these videos. Because the argument is, I don't really get this, but the argument is that it's a trend that's showing women that they can eat what they want and when they want and like what they should eat, what their body craves. And someone even said, I saw a video that people like girl dinner so much because it brings back your biological need to be like a hunter-gatherer, which, I don't know, I feel like I've been going down a rabbit hole of like, what the fuck is girl dinner? And my first thought when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, haha, that's funny. But then I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I don't like that. And some people don't like that as well because in a way, it can encourage disordered eating if you're someone who already struggles and normalize not having real meals. But also, at the same time, when I say that and I'm like, but it's just a fun TikTok trend, and then I see the people that are saying that and it's like Fox News, I'm like, I don't want to have the same opinion. But at the same time, I'm like, bruh. Like, yes, I have my own girl dinner sometimes. Like, some nights I just want to eat crackers and cheese. But also, like, we need real food. Okay, so we're just going to be talking about food. Maybe childhood food trauma. Maybe some of you guys can relate to that. Having a healthy relationship with food and eating, quote unquote, better, if that's a thing. I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts, and these thoughts all came about because of the girl dinner trend. Whether that's good or bad, like, I don't know. It's kind of fun, but also at the same time, I can see how it could be negative. But I feel like everyone that's saying that it's a bad thing is like old people or people I don't necessarily agree with. So then, that just makes me want to like girl dinner more. But anyway, I don't know about y'all, but I grew up with an almond mom. Okay. My house, genuinely, if you've heard about this, like, ingredient-only household. Like, no ice cream, no actual, like, snacks, okay? If I wanted a snack, I'd be eating carrots, I'd be eating fruit, or I'd be eating chips with shredded cheese on them, okay? Like, those were my snacks at my house. If I want ice cream, I don't get ice cream, yeah. That's a big point of contention in my house, mainly because my dad loves ice cream. My mom doesn't, so he'll literally hide ice cream in our basement. But anyway, so growing up, I feel like in my house, dealing with food was slightly difficult. Me personally, I've never really aggressively struggled with that just because usually related to food, I just think my mom's ridiculous. But I know, like, my sister and my brother have, so maybe this is relatable to you. But, like, I love my mom, I do, but she doesn't have the best relationship with food and, like, low-key eating disorder vibes, okay? Like, we'd all be having dinner, and this woman would not eat. Or the only thing she would eat in a day was, like, a smoothie. Be like, dude. Girl, that is not good. And then if we were eating, I guess, a normal amount of food, she would say, oh my gosh, that's a lot. You shouldn't eat that. Or, wow, somebody's hungry. Or, you're eating like a boy. You're eating like Reed. That's my brother. But, so grew up with a lot of comments being made. I also always get, oh my god, you're eating too fast. Which I guess is true, because sometimes I eat so fast that it makes me vomit. But that's just because, you know, when you're so hungry and it tastes so good, I don't know, I have really bad self-control. So, yeah, that's right. But also, why are you observing me eating? Leave me alone, please. Also, the worst part, okay? So, my mom is 5'2", small lady. She will, like, I have been fat shamed by this woman before. I am smaller than her. Yeah, just let that sink in. So that's why, growing up, I've come to the conclusion that the comments people make, specifically the comments that I've received at home, don't really make sense to me, because if I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat, okay? If I want it, I'm gonna eat it, and you can try to make me feel bad, and maybe sometimes I will, but I'm still gonna eat it, because I need food to survive. Like, we're not in Naked and Afraid. I'm not, like, hunting for food. I have food. And you know the people, this is so random. I don't know why I just thought about this. In Naked and Afraid, how they always talk about timelines for how often you have to eat versus how often you have to drink for just basic survival. That's not, no. No, babe. No. Okay. Eat when you're hungry. Okay? Because the purpose of food, I actually saw a video about this and I really liked it. It was really cute. I wonder if I can find it. But it was saying the purpose of food is to give you nourishment and, like, allow you to do the things that you love to do. Whether that's exercising or reading or hanging out with your friends, having a positive attitude, whatever. That food allows you to do all these things. Like, there's this one post I like. It's from Spencer, Barbosa? Is that how you say that? I don't know. She's like a body confidence influencer. But she did a post like 2 days ago from when I'm recording this that it was like, food gives me energy to create new memories, chase my dreams, love others, hug my parents, travel the world, dancing no one's watching, build a successful career, and then it's a carousel post, and then the next one it says you don't have to earn food, you already deserve it. And then she makes a really good comparison, saying, I wouldn't go on a road trip if my car was empty on gas. How am I supposed to change the world on an empty stomach? Which, I saw that, and I say that, and I was like, oh my god, queen shit. Because that makes so much sense, right? Like, how are you going to do something if you have no energy? And how do you get energy? Food. Like, whenever I feel bad or down, it's usually because I'm hangry, and I get really hangry. Like, it's bad. I'll be like, why do I feel so depressed all of a sudden? Why am I so sad? Why do I just want to lay in my bed? And I think, oh my god, there's something wrong with me. More times than not, it's because I need to eat. Okay? And I don't know. I just like that post. I thought that was good. Also, okay, quick side note. You know the people that will be like, oh my god, I've just been so busy today. I've had so much work. I didn't even have time to eat. Girl, don't be that person. Okay, I've been that person before. I've said that, but that is not a flex. We had actually, so one of the philanthropies for the sorority I'm in is NEDA, which is the National Eating Disorder Association. And we had someone do a presentation about eating disorders and, like, harmful things to say to people. And that was one of them, because it seems like you're making it a flex that you're not eating or that you don't have to eat and you're still getting all this stuff done. So even if you don't mean anything bad by it, it can be taken poorly. I guess also that shouldn't be a flex. That sounds terrible. Like, I always want lunch. I always want a snack. Okay? So don't do that. Another thing about having a healthy relationship with food is that you should eat what you want and when you're hungry, okay? Because your body knows. You know when you get cravings for things or you start feeling hungry at random times? Like, yeah, okay, it's good to have a schedule, but also if I'm hungry at 3 p.m. and I want a second lunch, I'm getting a second lunch, okay? Or if I want a snack, I'm gonna get a snack. And the people that say you shouldn't do that, okay, me personally, I'm gonna do that because that's what makes me feel better. And I feel like that's also different from eating when you're bored, because, like, I mean, obviously that's probably not the best thing. But eat when you're hungry. Eat when your body tells you you need to eat, because it knows. Okay, if you feel hungry, that should be a hint that you probably need to eat. Fun fact. I also feel like there's a lot of controversy over, like, good or bad food. I'm on a lot of food TikTok related things, mostly like recipes, but people will be trying to make healthier versions of desserts. But sometimes, dude, like, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of a healthy dessert. Oh, I saw one. I don't want, like, an air-fried peach and yogurt. Like, I want ice cream, okay? And sometimes that's fine, okay? You don't have to be healthy necessarily all the time, because when you want dessert, it's okay. And also, the more you push things off, the more you keep telling yourself no, the more you're gonna want it, and then be more likely to, like, binge eat it. At least that's been my experience, that if I tell myself, no, I shouldn't have that chocolate, no, I shouldn't do that, then the next day I will eat, like, multiple chocolate bars. And then I feel worse about myself instead of just letting myself have chocolate when I want it. Because, you know, when you're in your period and you just want chocolate, or you just want a certain snack, but you're like, probably shouldn't eat that. It's okay, guys. It's okay. Obviously, if things become unhealthy, set boundaries with yourself, but you don't necessarily have to limit yourself to be a healthy person, and you also don't have to eat the best all the time. Like, yeah, it's good to have a healthy dinner, to have a well-balanced meal, but sometimes you just want McDonald's or you just want Chick-fil-A, and that's okay. Related to that, dieting. I feel like this isn't as popular with girls our age. Maybe I don't know, but I feel like it's not. But at least for our mom's generation, that was really popular. And I feel like that can have an impact on you growing up, thinking you need to cut things out of your diet, whether it's carbs or dairy or sugar. I don't know. But I think it's good to have the mindset of you should eat what you want to eat and have balance with that, because food is food and it's good to eat. Also, some people in my family go through phases where they go on different diets, like for a few months, whether it's keto or what is it called? Paleo. I don't know. And sometimes you have to realize that some of these dieting, I guess, trends are literally just trends, okay? And your eating habits shouldn't be based on a trend, because that's how you survive, that's how you get things done, and that's how, you know, like what that post said, that's how you do all the things you love and get all the things accomplished. So your eating habits should not be a trend, okay? Even though you might see TikToks making it seem like that, or also something I really don't like is the what I eat in a day videos. Like, yeah, I like seeing it, I guess, secretly, because I'm like, ooh, that looks good. But then also it's so easy to compare what you're eating to this person. If this person is eating like a bowl of fruit for breakfast and a piece of toast for lunch and then like pasta for dinner, and you're like, damn, that would have been the first 3 hours of my day. Like, that's what I eat up until lunch. But the thing is, different bodies need different amounts of food. Also, people posting those videos, most of the time it's trying to be aesthetic, so posting things that look good. So a lot of the times they're not going to post everything they ate, which I think is important to realize. And also, if you think about it, could probably help with food guilt, because I know, at least I've seen this with friends or family, some people feel like really bad after maybe getting an ice cream or little sweet treat, feeling bad, thinking, oh, I shouldn't eat this, this is bad for me, this is gonna make me fat, blah blah blah, saying all those things. I've heard a lot of it, especially just within my family, which is just... Usually I just roll my eyes at that because I'm like, bruh, this is one scoop of ice cream. I think you'll be okay. But food guilt. Guys, like I said before, it's okay to eat. You have to eat. And just because you eat more than normal, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. At least for me, I know at different times during my cycle, I eat different amounts. So I don't even know what it actually is or when the time is. But let's say hypothetically, like on my period, eat so much. Like I could eat 3 times what I normally eat. And then maybe after my period, I'm not as hungry. I'm not eating as much. Whatever. But it's just based on what your body needs, okay? So eat as much as you need and things will be okay. Also, a mindset I really don't like, which I've had to deal with just with my sister and other people I've been friends with, is people saying, oh, I'm so jealous of her. She can eat whatever she wants to eat, but I can't. I can't eat that. That'll make me fat. I can't do that. Bad mindset. Bad mindset. The comparison with food? Nuh-uh. Not good. I promise you, this will never make you feel good. This will never help you. If you're always comparing yourself to someone, especially, like, people have different body types, okay? Some people are taller, some people are thinner, some people are shorter, whatever. You need different amounts of food. Whether you're, like, a gym girly and absolutely ripped and need to eat all the time, or you just, I don't know, like, bruh. The comparison is not helping. This is more of an internal issue that you need to focus instead of taking it out on other people, because you don't know what other people are struggling with. Even though it might seem like someone can eat whatever they want, whenever they want, that might not necessarily be true. So saying those things, not good. I don't like that. I get that said to me a lot, which is why I'm saying that, because I just think it's annoying and unrealistic. Also, people's bodies digest things differently. Like, people have different metabolisms, so you don't know. Like, me personally, I feel like I need to eat every 3 hours just because, I don't know. Like, what is it called? I just feel hungry, like, every 3 hours, okay? I like having small little snacks every few hours. Some people maybe can just eat breakfast, lunch, dinner and be fine. Not me, not relatable. So whatever your eating schedule is, or however much you eat, you can't really compare that to someone else because they're not comparable. Because everyone has different lifestyles. Everyone has different daily schedules, whether the time they eat, how they sleep, what time they're waking up, or just based on daily activities. Like, you're going to eat different amounts and you can't compare yourself to someone else because you don't know what their daily schedule is like, okay? And you also don't know, maybe that person has a problem. Maybe it seems like they can eat everything, but actually they're struggling. You don't know, okay? And because you don't know the full story, the comparison thing probably won't be very helpful. Actually, I know it's not very helpful. It's like when you're jealous of someone else. I remember, okay, quick story time. I remember being maybe in second or third grade, sitting in music class, and I wanted this girl's bracelet so bad. It was probably like a silly band or something I wouldn't care about now. But I remember seeing that and just thinking, I want that so bad. I need that. That'll make me cool. Or whatever a second grader is thinking, like, sole focus on, I need that bracelet. But, like, bigger picture, okay? Because now, do I care about that bracelet? No. Also, people can have different things, and that's okay. That doesn't make someone else better or worse than you. And just because someone eats more than you, that doesn't mean they're worse or less healthy, or that doesn't mean they're healthier. Like, you don't know, dude. Okay? I don't know where I'm going with this, but the main thing is that comparison with food is not healthy because you don't know the full story. You don't know what someone's lifestyle looks like.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver 3 essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, moving on to eating better. Saying eating better makes me feel bad because I'm like, I feel like I keep preaching that you don't have to change how you eat. But if you want to be someone, maybe you've been struggling, here are some tips, I guess, that work for me. And again, what works for me might not work for you. And that's okay. This is just from personal experience. So if I say something and you're like, bro, what the hell is she talking about? This makes no sense. Or that wouldn't work for me. Ignore me. Okay. Everybody's bodies are different. Everybody needs different things. Everybody needs different amounts of food. And that's okay. And going off that, my first tip is that what works for you might not work for others. So what works for me, what I think is helpful, might not be helpful for you. And that's okay. It's all about finding what works best for you, what fits into your lifestyle, your daily schedule, what food you have available in your house. Like, for example, like who's buying the groceries in your house? Is it a parent? Is it you? Do you have access to like fruits, vegetables, meat, or do you have a lot of processed foods in your house? Like what you have access to also depends. So it's really, I don't know, it's like personalized to everybody. So finding what works best for you, finding what fits into your schedule. And I know some people that have found it helpful to eat at the same times every day, especially if you're someone who can get so busy and wrapped up with life that you could just forget to eat lunch. So saying, okay, I'm going to eat lunch at noon every day. I'm going to eat dinner at 6 p.m. every day, breakfast at 8 a.m., whatever. Personally, that schedule would not work for me. But if you're someone who needs a schedule, if you need order for eating to make sure that it actually happens, then do that, okay? Because it's whatever works best for you. That might not work for me, but it could work for you. And I feel like if you're someone who's wrapped up in everything in life, it's good to have that sort of schedule just because it creates balance and organizes things so you don't have to stress as much as, oh my god, it's 4 p.m. and I haven't had lunch yet, you know? Okay, next thing is that I, when like eating and deciding what I want to eat, I try to eat things that make me feel the best. So, for example, this also doesn't always apply. Sometimes I want things that don't make me feel the best, but anyway. So, for example, I try to eat more fruit than I do like candy or water instead of soda. But that's just, I feel like, also personal preference because, dude, the other day I went to Taco Bell. See, like, I don't eat healthy all the time, but the other day I went to Taco Bell and I really wanted a Sprite. And I never drink soda, but for some reason I was just craving it. I just wanted that lemon lime, you know, the bubbles. And I got it and immediately I was like, my stomach hurts. I cannot drink this. And the thing is, it's just about what you get used to, okay? Because me drinking out of my water bottle every day, I'm like, fuck, this water hits. This is genuinely so delicious. And then I had Sprite, which a lot of people like. I don't know. I'm not a big soda person. So it's what you make yourself used to. So going back to that, what I'm used to at home, just because of how I've grown up, is that if I want something sweet, eat fruit instead of candy, okay? And that, I think, is mainly from my mom's influence, but also because we would have a candy bowl in the house and it would be hidden where you couldn't reach it, couldn't find it. I never knew where it was. But also, I'm not a big candy person, and I think that's just because of how I've grown up. But like, sometimes I do want candy. Sometimes I do want Airhead Extremes. I want those rainbow strips. They're so good. But also, I'd be down for a good peach, a good strawberry, you know? Also, I love making smoothies. So yummy. Or having fun fruit bowls, I think, are good. Those make me feel good, and it's refreshing. I've also shifted more of my breakfast eating habits because I'm someone who eating early in the morning can make me feel sick. So I'm not a big breakfast person. I'd rather eat more at lunch than at breakfast just because it upsets my stomach and I'll throw up pretty much. So to make sure I actually eat in the morning, like I literally force myself to eat breakfast because I don't like it at all. And I do this at school too. So instead of just getting like a bar or something, which I was doing for a while, but that just wasn't healthy and I would be so tired by noon. But I like getting some yogurt, fruit, granola, maybe trying to force myself to eat eggs. I have an issue with eggs. I don't know why. I go through phases where looking at them actually makes me throw up in my mouth, or other times I'm like, oh my god, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. Just the idea of them kind of grosses me out. So it depends, but I like having a nice light breakfast, some toast. Also, because of the medicine I take, I have to eat breakfast, so that's been helping. But I'm really not a big breakfast person, and I feel like being at school made me necessarily, because when I was younger, the only thing I would eat for breakfast was like a bowl of cereal before I had to go to school, and I don't like cereal, okay? But that's what I would eat because I couldn't eat eggs. Couldn't eat bacon because it would make me feel sick. I don't know. Some people, maybe you're a big breakfast person, but I am not, just because it makes my stomach hurt. And not that I don't like breakfast. Like, I love waffles and pancakes and bacon, but just, it's the time of day. It doesn't mix well with me. So that just relates to other things I've been saying, because everybody's body is different, whether the times of day you need to eat, how you can adapt. But I think it's good to eat, you know, regularly during the day. Don't just eat once. You're not going to feel good, okay? One, your mood is going to be bad. Two, you're probably going to want a nap all day, which sometimes I want a nap all day. Usually a lot. But resist the urge, okay? Because it's not good for you. And if you're someone who maybe struggles with eating a lot of junk food, I have some snack alternative ideas for you. And these, I wouldn't suggest necessarily doing this all the time, but if you just want to kind of incorporate some healthy snacks into, I guess, your snack rotation, these are some good ideas. First one, if you want to eat candy, okay, you want something sweet, fruit. Like I said, fruit works. Also, oh my god, crap, I had a really good one and I just forgot. Oh my god. Oh, this isn't necessarily replacement, but just a snack I like. And it is, I've already mentioned this, but I really like those Tostito chips with, you put shredded cheese and you put it in the microwave and then you get cheesy chips and it's so good and so yummy. Also, nuts. Okay, guys, almonds are good. Cashews are good. You know how old people will get like a cheese and cracker board with nuts and fruit? That's a good snack, okay? That's a good snack. It's yummy. If you want ice cream, okay, you want something cold, yogurt with chocolate chips and fruit. Okay, I recently have been doing this summer, and saying this kind of makes me I don't know if I should be saying that, because I've recently been getting so pissed and just wanting ice cream because I feel like I've had yogurt and chocolate chips so many times and it's just not the same. But also, I don't know, it makes my stomach feel better, which is good, but I just want ice cream, okay? But it's an alternative. Doesn't mean you have to replace it, but if you don't have ice cream in your house but kind of want ice cream, get yogurt. Chips, if you want some potato chips. I really like pea crisps. I feel like I say that wrong every time I say that. Crisps. crisps. That just doesn't sound like a real word, but they're so good, okay? I feel like a lot of people don't like them, but they're just so salty and just so yummy. Also, one of my favorite snacks, this is not healthy, but I love popcorn. At school, I ate so much popcorn. It's just so yummy, okay? So your snacks don't have to be healthy, necessarily. Also, oh my god, I remembered what I was gonna say. One of my favorite snacks ever, like genuinely, this is not a healthy snack alternative or anything. This is just a snack that I just like a lot is, okay, so you're gonna get an apple, cut it up. You're gonna get some peanut butter, some honey, some chocolate chips. Ooh, and you dip it. It's so good. Okay, it is actually so delicious. And I ate this at school all the time when I didn't want to go to the dining hall. Or if it was raining outside and I wanted some sort of protein, but also I wasn't really that hungry, but I wanted a snack, but I didn't want a snack that I would feel bad about eating. You know, apple and peanut butter. So basic, so good. Okay, guys, but the reality of snacks, the reality of eating, is that it's okay to eat junk food. It's gonna happen. Sometimes that's just what you crave, and that's okay. But, like, you can have some alternatives, switch it up. I think that's good because you can train your body to crave different things. Like I said, I really don't like soda. I used to like soda. I don't really anymore, mainly because it makes my stomach hurt. But if you start doing, what am I saying? If you start eating differently, your body adapts, okay? But again, you don't need to be cutting things out. If you want it, eat it, okay? That's just me being real. And it's okay to do that. And I think that's totally fine. So going back to what I started the episode with, is girl dinner a good trend? And I don't really know how I would answer this, but I definitely think that the girl dinner trend makes you question how you view food and how you view your eating habits. And maybe the influence like social media has on what you're eating. Like if you see this girl dinner trend and you're like, haha, so fun, so relatable, great, okay. But if you see it and it becomes a negative thing, maybe think about why you might be feeling that, right? And think about your relationship with food. But I feel like it can also be a good thing because it's like bonding, I guess. But I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. I'm very conflicted because I want to like it. I do. But every time I see a video of it, I'm like, oh, no. Because I saw someone's girl dinner and it was just a spoonful of peanut butter, which, yeah, I've done that. But then I'm like, oh, I don't know. But guys, I don't know. Your own decision. Okay. Do you like girl dinner? Do you not? I don't think it matters, but we all like food, okay? Food is good. Food is yummy. Food lets us do everything we want to do. And you have to remember, lots of people struggle with their relationship with food. So just be aware of things you say or comments you make to your friends because you don't necessarily know they're struggling. And it's always good to be more aware than not. And like, yeah, it's easy to mess up, but if you do and you realize it, apologize. Like, it's okay. We're all learning. We're all trying to be better. And help a friend out. Also, you don't have to eat good, quote unquote, good food all the time. You don't have to be healthy all the time. That is so unrealistic. Like those what I eat in a day videos where they're like, I had a salad and a fruit bowl and grilled chicken and rice. Like, okay, good for you. But me, that's not what I had, okay? And that's okay. Like, you can eat healthy sometimes. You don't have to eat healthy all the time. It's all about balance. And it's okay to indulge your cravings because feeding your body is feeding your soul, which is feeding your actions and lets you do all the fun things you want to do, which is so, so important. So guys, those are my food tips. Let me know what your thoughts on girl dinner are because I don't know. And I've talked about this for so long. And when I was thinking, like planning out this episode, I was sitting there being like, what do I think of girl dinner? Because I don't know. Like, the idea of it is fun, but also the more I think about it, the more iffy I get. But I want to know what y'all think. Also, just life update, because I'm really excited about this. I got a new body wash, and I'm so obsessed with it. It's so bad. I keep talking about it. Obviously not on the podcast, but I'm actually smiling so much because I love it. It's really bad. Okay, it's the Method Body, Simply Nourish Body Wash. It's the one with coconut and rice milk and shea butter. And when I tell you, this smells like I want to eat myself, like I do. Like, I don't say that sexually, but just, you know when things smell so good, you're like, oh my god, I want to eat it. Or when paint looks so good, you're like, oh, I could eat that. This is the equivalent of that smell. Also, it's $8 and it smells so good. And I really don't like overly perfumey smells. And it just smells so warm and vanilla-y. And oh, it's so good. And I'm obsessed. And it makes me want to shower. And I really don't like showering, TBH. It disrupts my day. But I love it. I love it. I also got a new perfume. It's the Ariana Grande blush one. The actual bottle is kind of weird, but I like it. It's also not overly perfumey, just because things that smell overly perfumey give me a headache. Like, fun for other people, but if it's on me, I'm gonna have a raging, pounding headache, and I can't deal with that. But anyway, go to Target, look at the Method Body Wash. I think maybe they have it at Walmart, I think. I can't remember where I got it, but it's so, so yummy, and I love it so much. And I want it to be my baby because it just smells so, so delicious. Also, life update. I don't know if anyone cares, but so over the school year, I didn't really read. And now since it's been summer, I've read like 10 books. And I'm trying to get back into reading. So I'm thinking about doing a book episode coming up, like the best books I read this summer. But as a little quick preview to that, read Fourth Wing. Okay, if you like fantasy, if you want enemies to lovers, if you want, it reminded me of a mix between like Harry Potter and Divergent, and don't take that literally, but that's just things it reminded me of, and it was so good. Like, reading any other book after that, I just feel like it doesn't compare, okay, because it's so good. So read it, but I'll talk more about that in a future book episode. I don't know when, but I will. Anyway, those are my life updates. Mainly how excited I am about a freaking body wash. It's just so good. Anyway, go get a snack. I need a snack. I just had really good mango sticky rice. It was yummy. But yeah, food is good. You're good. Eat what you want, babe. Okay, bye.